Welcome back to All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jackie Lytton. The space shuttle will stay in orbit at least one more day. The Florida weather was too murky for Atlantis to land this morning. Meanwhile, a former shuttle commander got the nod today for the top job at NASA. NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce reports.
Last Wednesday, President Obama spoke to the crew of Space Shuttle Atlantis as they orbited Earth. He told them he was impressed with all their work to repair the Hubble Space Telescope and that NASA's future was important to him.
You know, we're soon going to have a new NASA administrator. I can't disclose it to you because I've got to have some hoopla on the announcement back here on Earth, but I can assure you that it's a high priority of mine.
Commander Scott Altman thanked him and said,
"Just so we're sure, the new administrator is not any of us on the flight deck right now, is it?"
I'm not going to give you any hints.
Well, President Obama's pick wasn't one of the astronauts on Atlantis, but the White House says he does intend to nominate a former astronaut, Charles Bolden, a retired Marine Corps Major General and four-time space flyer who has piloted and commanded the space shuttle. He flew on the mission that put the Hubble Space Telescope in orbit 19 years ago. John Logsdon is professor emeritus at the Space Policy Institute at George Washington University.
Charlie Bolden is well known to everybody in the space community from the human spaceflight side of the house, where he's had extensive shuttle experience, to the science people he worked with as he was part of the crew that launched the Hubble telescope.
Logsdon says people not only know Bolden, they like him.
And he has, I think, universal respect. He's a really good guy, outgoing, friendly, even temperament sort of individual.
If confirmed by the Senate, Bolden would become the first African-American to be the administrator of NASA and only the second former astronaut to hold the job. He would take charge of an agency that is at a crossroads. NASA is supposed to retire its aging fleet of space shuttles next year. The current plan is to build new capsules and rockets that can take astronauts back to the moon, but that might change. Howard McCurdy is a space policy expert with American University.
NASA is in a period of transition. It's not clear that the vision of space exploration that was announced in 2004 is going to be the future direction of the space agency.
He notes that the White House is already convening a blue ribbon panel of experts to do an independent review of the entire human spaceflight program. That panel will make recommendations about the future of NASA later this summer. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.